नमो वीतरागाय नमो अरिहंताणम नमो सिद्धाणम नमो आयरियाणम नमो वत्सायाणम नमो लोए सव साहुणम ऐसो पंच नमुकारो सव्वपावप्पणाशनो मंगलाणम च सव्वेसेम परमम हवै मंगलम ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः शिवाय जय सच्चिदानंद जय सच्चित आनंद जय सच्चित आनंद। वेलकम एवरीबॉडी, दिस इज द इंग्लिश ट्रांसलेशन रिले ऑफ द सत्संग दैट हैपेंड इन सिमंदर सिटी गांधीनगर गुजरात इंडिया with Atmagnani Pujya Deepak Bhai Desai on the morning of the 28th of August 2009. This is part of the Golden Satsang series question and answer sessions with Vignani of Akram Vignan. And this particular one, before we enter into it, it would be beneficial if we can go over some of the terminology which would be coming frequently in this particular satsang. And this, therefore, before we go into the satsang, let us go with some of the make us familiar, ourselves familiar with these terms that will come. And because of the speed with which the Gnani is speaking, we would not have time at that time to give you the definitions. So it would be helpful if you sit down with a notebook and write down some of these terms, because these are new for you, for many of you. However, they are unique in that they are particular and special words in the spiritual terminology of the Gnani Purush in Gujarati. These do not have even precise equivalents in other Indian languages, leave alone trying to translate some of these in English. And furthermore, please be aware that these very words in different contexts have different meanings when Gnani Purush Dada Shri is applying them and using these words. So here we go. The first word has been coined and termed by subsequent Gnanis, not by Gnani Purush Dada Shri, to the knowledge of this translator, is the word called fridge or refrigerator. This has been initially started in satsangs by Pujya Niruma, the previous Gnani, and then subsequently has been taken to great depths by Pujya Deepak Bhai. Fridge is simply the short term for refrigerator, or the freezer box that we commonly use to place our favorite food items for use at our convenience and at a later time. So the word fridge here in spiritual language in Akram Vignan denotes the a virtual inner complex of a protective environment by the intellect ego complex, which perpetuates worldly life after life wandering, and is essentially consists of the items within the fridge consists of subtle layers of what we have now come to know as kashayas. And kashayas, K-A-Y-A-K-A-S-H-A-Y-A, kashaya, is that which hurts the self, the worldly self, the small self, the self that is identified to the world as Patrick, John, Mary, Nada, Siddharth, and which the word which the Gnani Purush uses as simply Chandu, Chandulal, or I am Chandulal. So the worldly name is associated. The moment one becomes the worldly self, the entire realm of kashas, that which hurt the self, are indeed there in front of the person, within the person, and these comprise of two major components, rag or attachment, and dvesh or abhorrence. And under rag or attachment, we have anger and pride. Anger is a protective reaction of the pride. And under dvesh or abhorrence, we have the kashais of moha and lobha. And the moha is the deception or the deceit, and the lobha is the greed. So therefore, to protect the greed, the illusion is there. The illusion protects the greed. The ultimate illusion is that I am nada, I am Jeff. And so, in essence, therefore, you have these four kashais: anger, greed, deceit, and pride. And then very subtle shades of it, which are all the components within the refrigerator. But the refrigerator is unique with reference to each individual. And this satsang that the Jnani is about to commence has to do with the one who has awakened in awareness in the Jnan Vidhi and the grace of the Jnani Purush, with the awareness that I am pure soul. And despite having this awareness that I am pure soul, these kashais, which continue in the relative level, at the relative interaction level with other human beings and with other things, is at the discharge level. However, the discharge level kashais continue to create significant impediments and in the expression of the bliss of the awakened one, the self, the S capital self. And so now, we in Akram Vignan, many of you know, we have the small self, which the world identifies as Siddharth, or Patrick, or Nada, or Theya. And then there is the awakened self, which is the S capital self. Now, in this Golden Morning Satsang series, the word moha, or the illusion, is frequently referred to. And this moha means the illusion that deceives. And the illusion that deceives is the illusion that deceives the state of the self, S capital, the awakened one. Really, the person is a pure soul. However, the illusion is instantly there, and therefore one is covered up by the illusion and believes that I am Shava, and so the world of Shava is in front of her. And this moha is the underlying fundamental reason why the worldly life after life wandering continues in sansar. And that is another word. Sansar means the worldly interaction that perpetuates life after life entry into a body state, sansar. And then there is the terminology of a word called hoof, hoof, H-O-O-N-F, very subtle word which has got no exact English equivalent, except to say that it can be identified with that feeling which arises when one has a security blanket. A little child carries around with it a security blanket, and adults, no matter how old they are, whether they are old and wise and about to leave the world, or whether they are in their middle state, from youth to young child to an adult, young adult to a middle-aged adult to a senior adult to an old man or a woman, until the final moments, every human being has some sort or the other form of hope or a security, a sense of security. If it is not a security with reference to another human being, the security issues are with reference to a sense of a bank balance, if you will, or a sense of security is with reference to objects or money or space or locations or even the idea that somebody is there for me. So that there is this sense of security which is called home. That word then is, security is a gross level word, whereas home is a very subtle word. And then there is possessiveness, which is easy, and this will be described further. The possessiveness is followed by apeksha, which is a sense of expectations, a built-in expectation, apeksha. And then there is fear or bhaya. The terminology then goes into the egos, which is entrenched in old patterned behaviors in the discharging phase. And the discharging phase of life is for terminology exactness perspective, we are saying discharge. Everything that is discharge means the discharging of that which is experienced through these thoughts, speech and actions, and through the medium of the five senses, and that is the current life. If it is a discharge, then it had to be charged sometime, and the charge obviously had happened in the previous life. So in the discharging phase, then there are various entrenched ego-based reactions of the relative self, and one of them is the intensity with which one goes about having his own or having her own way to get it done according to, quote, my way, and to will it in such a way to have a ongoing insistence, subtle or overt, deceit-oriented or obvious, to have it your way, to get it done according to one's own preconceived notions of how it should be done, to have it my way. It is called dharyu karavavu, dharyu karavavu. And then this being one of the major fault complexes of the discharging ego, is associated not only with the sense of I-ness and heavily entrenched I-ness of the worldly life, but is also associated with some components of my-ness in terms of I'm going to have it my way, it is my way or no way approach. And then the other terms that come in are ones that the listener can easily look into the book which is now available in English print, called the Aptavani 9 of Dadashri. Aptavani 9, Dadashri, and this these terms are all explained in much greater length, but they have to do with obstinacy and inflexibility, called Adai. And then if one does not get one's aims and goals accomplished according to the way one wants it, then one enters into a subtle non-communicative mode with a passive-aggressive reaction called risavavu. And then there are further intense modes of all of this, which include a deceit or a deceitful subtle reaction on the part of the one who has become upset to have it his or her own way, and the deceit-filled reaction, which could be one of anger or one of banging the head or one of threatening to commit suicide or one of walking away from home or I shall do this or I shall do that, all of these explosive outbursts which are oriented towards a subtle goal of wanting to have it her way or his way are referred to as tragu, and then the associated deceit of this heavy errors of the discharging ego in akramvignan, and then one goes on to the faults that are associated with a sense of I-ness and as in association with what has been accomplished. In other words, if one has done something very good in the eyes of the world and what he considers good, then there is a sense of having a task done well, and there is the associated inner tasting of the sweet juice of doership, which is called garvarash, and so this forces one to enter into the state of doership. Then there is the term of visheshata, and visheshata is a sense of an additional badges, if you will, additional flags, and the kind of flags that one wears on his uniform, like the army person or the navy person has got a whole bunch of badges coming off on his chest from one end to the other, including his shoulders, all those badges. So these kind of self-entitling badges that one wears are associated with a sense of I am something, I have accomplished something, I am superior to the other person who is next to me or anyone else, a sense of superiority which is in association with the ability to have to do something in a superior manner, or what he considers superior, or in better in the eyes of the world, better in the eyes of the world, and complimentary in the eyes of the world. Now, then there is the issue of vibhav and vibhav. Everybody knows bhav. Bhav is that which arises when one opens his eyes through the current glasses. Whatever current glasses you wear, and whatever you see through those glasses, the vision could be that of the small self, the worldly self, to Jeff, Nada and Patrick. So the moment you open your eyes through that vision, the intent is already there in front of you, and that is the bhav. And there is that bhav is in the spiritual language of Akram Vignan called really vibhav, because it is after the awakening and the separation in the Jnanvidhi of Jnani Purush Dadashri is really a separation of the non-self complex, and so the one with the intention and the intent and the bhav becomes the non-self. So that which is associated, that the intent of the non-self, the intent of Jeff, Marie, Nada, Teya, Priya is vibhav. And therefore, if it is the vibhav, then there has to be something of the self, and that is called the svabhav. The svabhav is that which is natural to the self. And so, vibhav, wherever the word visheshata, vi means extra, sesh means that which was meant to be zero, but now on top of zero there has been something that has become the remainder, on top of a number is visheshata. And nisheshata, nishesh means without any additional once in front of that which is essentially meant to have come back to the baseline or the zero. So that which deviates from the baseline is called rag or dvesh, attachment or aversion, and that which comes back to the baseline is called sambhav or equanimity, or and then beyond that is samatha, which is a state where one is naturally that way, the mind, and that is an advanced level of a balance that happens within this inner science of, called akram vignan, or that which is happening within the awakened one. And there is a term of gaant or an entanglement or a knot. Now these items that were left in the refrigerator and that are in the virtual inner refrigerator or of every human being, whether it is subtle shades of anger, greed, deceit, pride, sexuality, wanting to have it one's way, to manipulativeness, deception at various levels, and permutations and combinations of the same, they are called knots or guards, and when they become very huge, they are called tubers, and they can become very, very huge, like huge pumpkins, and if they are in any specific recurrent pattern behavior of a self-destructive nature, they represent what the Gnani describes as, what Gnani Purush Dadashri has described as Atkan, A-T-K-A-N, or a major internal spiritual blockade. And the components of moha have been described, the illusion has been described at three levels. It is mild, and then it may be mild, or it may be medium, or it may be very severe. In the mild phases, it can be easily overcome with the inner awareness. However, when the illusion has been heavily entrenched, which is called gaad, and then param of gaad mohaniya. In other words, it's heavily entrenched, hundreds of thousands of layers of that, then it becomes impossible to look through this heavy veil and to see it as it is. And the veil is the term that is again used with reference to the commonly used term in Gujarati called avarana, and therefore there is a veil over one's knowledge. Then there is that is called gnan avarana. Then there is a veil over one's vision. It is called darshan avarana. And there is a veil over one's bliss, and that is called mohaniya, the illusion. Veil, the veil of illusion. And then there is a veil over one's ability to move smoothly internally or externally, and this is the veil of obstruction called antaraya or obstruction. So now with reference to these terminology, I think we have given you enough of these terminologies. One other term that will keep coming would be asar, means the slightest vibration of negativities or positivities that happen within the inner silent pond. The inner silent pond is just a simile, is to give you a visual imagery of that which is silent within, and that which is silent within is really within the non-self complex, because the self is beyond silence and chaos. The self is really not ever chaotic. It is the chaos or the tsunamis or the storms or the perfect silence in the surface of the pond. The pond is state that is relative, and it is on the non-self complex. And the inner silence complex, when it is first disturbed, when it is initially disturbed, when it is just initially disturbed, it the initial vibrations that happen, whether negative or positive, are associated with a term that is called asar. It is when one is simply aware of the initial vibrations, that awareness is the asar. However, then one enters into one enters into the state of the non-self. One feels it is happening to me, and that becomes the vibhav. One becomes the sufferer of it, and the sufferer and the suffering that ensues is called bhogavato. So there are spectrums of these little vibrations that begin with the first initial flicker, first initial drop, plop of the earliest external reaction from someone that has arisen in reaction to an evidence, and that is the first pebble with its initial round vibrations, and that is the asar. And then the other end of that is the full spectrum of the chaotic storm that that leaves one into a state of a kashaya-filled state. One feels he has been overwhelmed by the kashayas, and that is the suffering, which is part of the unfolding of the event in the non-self complex of the discharge process of the quote-unquote sufferer. Pujyadeepak Bhai is going to go into much more details of this thing in this coming satsang. I think we're coming to the... So we have given you enough of these initial introductory definitions, which will help if they are properly understood within and accepted. Now, many of these are defined well in the Dadavani magazine in English. Wherever the term comes up, in association with the term, there is a meaning given, because the meaning, as I just mentioned, changes with reference to the context of the question and the answer session with the Gnani Purush Dada Shri. So here we now are ready to go into the satsang of Deepak Pai, Pujya Deepak Pai, on the Golden Morning series. This happened on the 28th of August 2009. Thank you. Jai Sachidanand. So let's now move on to the satsang and see if we can be with him. It says, I bow to the Supreme Lord who resides within you with a sense of absolute oneness and total obeisance. Jai Sachidanand, the awareness of the eternal is bliss. Yeah, we have many questions, however, but let us finish the original about the 18 levels of mistakes, the 18 mistakes. Yes, it will come, it will be available in a cassette, however. Yes, it will come slowly, but yes, you just have to keep on saying yes. Yes, you can. Yes, you have to. If only he can see this errors, then only he can come out of it. Could he not? Otherwise, how is he going to? These, the ego, the self is this is pure soul only. However, one, but he does not have any awareness of who he is. He has no experience. Yes, the Jnani has given you. If the world tells you that you are Sirish, and therefore you become Sirish. So by saying I am Sirish, you have left your home, and that is the beginning of the ego. And as that as belief becomes heavier and heavier, it becomes heavy, it gets entrenched with more and more layers of the veil. And so then there is the infinite life after life, anger, greed. So as the illusion decreases, then they decrease, and then the kashais decrease. But so there is the infinite bondage due to ananta anubandhi, infinite bondage due of kashais and mistakes. And then as they decrease, they come to the level of as they decrease with pratikraman, they are called, and then they are called pratyakhyani dosh. And then there is a pratya, that is, if and then there are mistakes for which pratikramans have never been done. Then there are mistakes which for pratikramans have been done. And so as one keeps on reversing, yes, and reversing, and then the faults decrease to the level of where one is able to see them only, and they fall off. So this is a progressive situation where the heavier the veil, there has been no awareness, and once one becomes aware, then one needs to do, becomes aware that these are mistakes. And so there are these. So this is all associated with a sense of hunger. This is the concept of the hungry one. The hungry one is the ego, and the ego has got his own refrigerator or a fridge. And so the moment he forgets who he is, the ego is, says, I am, and this is my refrigerator. This is what I, where I, what, that I am a husband, I am so and so, this is my, I am. Then I am Sirish. The moment you become I am Sirish, you become hungry. And then he says, a fridge, he sees a fridge, refrigerator. Ah, because he is hungry, he recognizes that this is my fridge. Because it is he, and therefore he wants this, he wants some kind of a protection. Because he's hungry, and his hunger gets satisfied with something that is in the relative world, and therefore he becomes attached to it. He wants something, and to want something is the illusion, and that is the illusion is to enjoy the world. This is, and then there is the illusion of I am a husband. Then there is the illusion of the money, the illusion of the sex, the illusion of the wife, the illusion, because the hunger is there. It's because there is a sentence of Dadashri that as long as you are the eater, you will be the wanderer in life after life. As long as you are an ahari, you will be a sansari. So if you become a nirahari, if you become the non-eater, then you will attain moksha. So non-eater here is, in other words, the hungry one is constantly seeking the food out of this worldly life, whether it is through a woman, or whether it is through physical things, or whether it is through status, or whether it is through these kashais. The heavier the hunger, the more the kashais. And so then the illusion becomes heavier and higher called, and from a mild illusion it becomes a heavier illusion. The greater the hunger, the greater the illusion, the greater the hunger. So this is my wife, this is my bank balance, this is my money, this is my world. And so the greater the insecurity, the greater the dependence on the external stuff. And so therefore he keeps on getting more and more dependent on the external things. So then this is the home, this is the sense of security, because he wonders, he eats something, he's satisfied, and therefore he begins to have a sense of security in that which gives him a sense of satisfaction. And so therefore, and so, So he says, so whenever he becomes hungry, he goes for the food, and when his food is, hunger is satisfied, he, his sense of security increases, and his then he starts having a sense of dependency. So then at the third level, then he starts thinking, he says that, how will I enjoy this? How will I enjoy this? And opinions, he develops opinions of pleasure in terms of, if I do it this way, I will enjoy it. The wrong beliefs keep on increasing. This is how I will enjoy it. This is way I will enjoy it. And then there he becomes possessive on this refrigerator of his. He says, this is my fridge. If anybody touches this fridge, they better watch out. Nobody dare touch. This is my fridge. This is the possessiveness now established. So from the sense of security arises the possessiveness. And so slowly his circle of possessiveness starts increasing in this way. And if anybody approaches this possessiveness, as long as nobody interferes with his possessiveness, refrigerator, then he is fine. But the moment somebody comes and interferes with his refrigerator, then he gets very upset about it. So there is a protection that is built in around this fridge. And so he tends to protect this. So this is the fourth level. So possessiveness is the fourth level because he is constantly hungry, he is severely hungry, and so his hunger is the most. And if the fridge for some reason moves away, then he feels tremendously at loss because his illusion is in that respect is shattered. And so there are multiple beliefs that happen in this, and so this goes on into. And therefore, then he goes into. When the fridge is removed, then he fears that sin. So that is the next stage. And then number six is that when somebody puts candies in his fridge, he starts liking that person, and so raga or attachment for a person or for that object increases because. And so this with this attachment. Rises the expectations because when that person does, when so if somebody takes away something from his fridge, then that same attachment which is not fulfilled will result in dvesh or abhorrence or negativities. So now dvesh and abhav, aversion and abhorrence, because you had an attachment and a liking for your fridge, whatever it may be, whoever disturbs it or does not fulfill what needed to be put in that fridge, you will start experiencing dvesh towards that person or aversion towards that person. And so then now there are various levels of aversions that start increasing, like aversions of different increasing levels all the way to abhorrence. And then there is a level 8 is where he wants absolute control over his fridge. He wants a total independence over his fridge. He does not want anyone to interfere in his fridge. And so this is why, you know, this Deepak Bhai gives an example that people try to limit the board, the number of members in their board or in any organization, because that way they can control that organization. The larger the number in the board or the members of the board or an organization, the more difficult it is for one to really manipulate the fridge in his own ways. So this is the establishment of a proprietary realm. One becomes so established, so possessive of the, and one's realm is over a husband becomes so heavy that how dare you to talk to that woman without letting me know what you were saying, or the mother-in-law is so possessive with reference to the entire home and everything. So this is called chalan. This is another thing. It's like an heavy. Exercise of an egoistic role with a heavy-handed authority. And so then number 9 is, and then there are subtle levels of heavy exercise of this thing. Where somebody, the term dharyu karvo comes to have it one's way. Why, if one wants his fridge or her fridge to be in a certain manner, in a specific manner, if it doesn't happen, then this one, one goes into all kinds of modes of a reaction, from a mild anger all the way to a major explosive outburst. And so, and number two, if somebody must not even by mistake touch my fridge, because even if somebody touches my fridge, whatever I consider to be that which is mine, and then he will get into all kinds of reactive mode, starting from obstinacy all the way to typho or a whole major spectacle of where it might even make such a scene that everybody around, including people in the village, might get upset. Wow, better not touch him. He's a hot one. Leave him alone, man. You can't touch him. So that kind of an attitude. So these are all directly proportional to the hunger within, the H capital, the hungry ego. The heavier the hunger, the more the reactions of the ego. And then also number 11 is when somebody asks him, oh, are you so attached to your fridge? Then he might subtly protect it and deceive it. Some people protect the contents of their fridge in such a way that people are not even aware that they've got this junk in his fridge. This very subtle. You know, if you ask him, oh, you're not hardly eating anything. I can hardly eat anything. But look at her body. She's a plump woman. She must be eating it. She's trying to constantly protect her fridge in such a way that it will not, number 12, it will not look like she will not let it appear bad in the eyes of the world. So, it says, if you, in other words, so this is, so if she's not eating, she says, I can hardly eat anything. Yet look at her. She's a plump, roly-poly woman. So he says, I'm only dieting. But how come you're so chubby? So number 12. And then some people will come and compliment. Oh, how well you manage your fridge. Then you say, yes. Oh, then you say, how well you manage your life. Oh, it looks so. Then there is a sense of, a sweet sense of doership. And so this, the more a person protects his worldly life in a certain set manner, that it should be just this and this, therefore, there's this sweet juice of doership, the gurvaras rise. Number 13 is one becomes the owner of the fridge, and he says, this is my fridge, and let us not get, no one touches it, and therefore then this is associated to visheshta, the extra pride of this thing. So then, and then there is this, oh, this is my, now the number 14 comes. So now, then there is this, then the man and the pride arises there, where the, when the visheshta arises. And so then later on, the number 14 is, whatever is beneficial for him, he will say, oh, it will be useful. So he starts storing it. And that, then he enters into the greed mode and the acquisitive mode. Oh, how can I throw this away? I will need it. It will be useful down the line. Store it someplace. And then he keeps it, and when then there is nobody around, he'll quietly take something out of it. He'll say, I'm keeping it for my son or for my husband. I'm keeping this item, this nice item of dish, this nice cheesecake for my husband. But whenever she enters the fridge, she's taking a little piece out of it, instead of sharing it. So it'll be useful later on, is called greed. And then this is associated with minus. And then she will put it in a tiny little box, a little Tupperware box, and then another little Tupperware box, which is hidden behind another Tupperware box behind, deep in the fridge, so you can, okay, says. And then she will say, oh, this little boy, he cannot live without me, because if I'm not there, the grandmother will say, he gets lost, so whenever he's around, I have to give a little bit to him, I have to give a little bit to him. So his moh and illusion for his great-grandson keeps on increasing, and so the great-grandson and the progeny and the illusion for of the fourth and the third and the fourth generation keeps increasing. And so then, and if somebody else keeps there something else, then you know, you just kind of, so then now if number 16 is, somebody approaches your fridge, oh, he will take something away from my fridge, and then the fault of suspicion arises, the suspicion. It's sometimes the suspicion is so severe that forget about the fridge. Nobody will let anybody near what he considers his fridge, his beautiful wife or her handsome husband, etc. How dare you come anywhere near? To always protect him. Where are you going? Who are you going to be with? I want to know whether she was there, etc., etc. And the suspicion starts off. It is so heavy that it becomes like a boxer dog. If anybody approaches, if somebody comes near your fridge, if somebody comes near even somebody that you like so much, he might not even have opened the door of the fridge, yet there is an immediate sense of suffering inside. And so then, because you have so much attachment to the fridge, if somebody even approaches and takes away something from your fridge, then the suffering or the bhogavato will start. If somebody even, forget about takes away anything from the fridge, if someone criticizes the fridge or even kind of devalues the fridge a little bit or derides or says, makes a comment about the fridge, one is stuck with it and so. But if you have given up the fridge and the ownership of the fridge, then there is nothing. You don't care what has happened to this. However, it is very difficult to give this ownership of the fridge. When nobody is around and one opens up the fridge and enjoys the five sensual nature of the fridge, whether it is food or sexuality or whatever. No, when nobody is around, that's when he goes back to his fridge. Now, so then these are all the 18 levels. There is, when you expect something, then you want something out of that person. And so, and then if those expectations are not fulfilled, says Deepak Bhai, he has just enumerated the 18 levels of these very subtle errors and slices of the fridge, that is the ego complex that has created an environment that perpetuates the worldly state. And so if you're, and the insecurity arises because one has already entered the train. You are supposed to be a temporary passenger only. However, the moment you get hold of the train, then you are on the train. And then once you are on the train, you become in a sense a permanent passenger, a permanent wife. And therefore, you always behave as, oh, where will I, how, if he's not there, who will take care of me? And so the insecurity is perpetuated perpetually. Men also have it, says Deepak Bhai. Because she is dependent on the husband, she has the associated insecurity and the fear, I do not have a safe side, what will happen to me if he's not around? And so then so she tries to find a sense of security in so many different directions. And so this inner sense of suffering is going on at a very subtle level for the one who is insecure in such manners. Because she cannot find a 100% security in the brother or in the father, she seeks a marriage partner because now she can have him for life. And so once she gets married, her friend will say, oh, she got married, she's stable now, she's secure now, who is there for me? So she starts looking for a guy. And the same thing for a guy who says, well, I need somebody. And so then he goes for a woman. Once having had the security, and then it possessive, then it proceeds into possessiveness. And in that kind of area, associated possessiveness, if the third person walks into their life together, there is a severe violent reaction within, which results in severe suspicion, competitiveness, jealousy, and serious revenge, life after life. Even the husband, if he sees somebody else looking at his wife in a sexual manner, he loses his ability to really deal with it in a significant, and he loses his sense of balance, he loses his inner harmony, and he becomes jealous, and he starts placing all kinds of remote control watch on her. And also his possessive reaction towards her. In the karmic path, it is nothing but to get rid of the fridge, to walk away from the fridge, and just leave. But here, so there are three major knots. Either it is a greed, or it is of pride, or is it one of sexuality, the three major huge pumpkins within. But they have, but everyone has got one or two or three of this. And we are calling these pumpkins nothing but the fridge. Whether it could be related to human beings or to different departments or different subtle aspects of the one who has where there is less illusion, there is less mistakes and kashais. The greater the illusion, the greater the kashais. As if somebody has come to collect garbage in your home, do you ever go after it and say, hey, because you have no zero minus towards it, you have already decided that it needs to be thrown away. But however, if he decides to take away your garbage container, you say, wait a minute, you can't take away the garbage container because you have decided that that is my garbage container that has to be left so I can fill more garbage in it. But if you have, so everything arises out of illusion. This is the illusion, moha. So then there is the mild moha, then there is ghad moha, then there is avaghad moha, very severe moha, then there is anantanumadhi moha, which is the moha, the illusion that never lets you free, life after life after life, infinite lives. And so, but if you do pratikraman for it, once you know that this is an illusion and therefore this is an illusionary reaction, you have come to the level of less moha. And then once you start doing pratikraman, then that is called, then there is lesser illusions, and then there is, once you decide you do not want anything again, then that is called pratyakhyani moha. And so then there is a sanjivalan moha where you just look at it, they wash away, and this has been described well in the book of Pratikraman, the P5 document that we have sent you in English. Now, so the one who is proceeding towards the S capital self, then the attachment and the illusion towards the fridge go decrease away, and so he has decided, therefore, I do not want any temporary pleasures in life, I want the ultimate blissful nature of the self, S capital. So in Ahmedabad, you have to go from Ahmedabad to Mumbai. However, in Ahmedabad, you know, you could be at the other end of Ahmedabad and you got to go to the station. So the ladies are at this end. They haven't even approached the station yet. And so you can give a certain idea from this. You can get the spectrum of all sorts of subtle slices of moha illusion. And then you can, Now let's talk about something else. Now let's talk about whether if you have the slightest amount of suffering on account of another human being, then you have to recognize. Then Niruma says that if I had the slightest suffering on account of another person, then I need to recognize that indeed is my illusion. And therefore, through the application of the Gnan process, you separate him, look at him as he is, be free from the illusion and look at him as a pure soul. However, if he happened to be somebody that Niruma was raising to be an Aptaputra, if he made slight errors, then Niruma will thrash the hell out of him. However, if he ends up if a celibate boy ends up deciding to bring a wife, then until it has happened, he will thrash the hell out of him. However, once she brings the wife, then it is fine. It is exact. So she does, even though she has all these many, many boys that she is raising to be the pure celibate ones for Jagat Kalyan, he would not have any kind of illusionary attraction for or moha towards any one of them. She was constantly breaking any kind of an attachment or a moha towards them, and to approach them from the pure Gnan level. So if you have any kind of suffering in relationship with your interactions with any human being, then recognize that it is your illusion that is working right now. And therefore, the moment the slightest vibration of in the silent point arises, you are aware of this. However, if it ends up at the level of suffering, then recognize that it was indeed your illusion and the illusory attraction for that person that is the reason for this. And because you started entering into an expectation mode with that person, and because your expectations were not fulfilled, and therefore now the aversion and the suffering as arises, and therefore attack it from the awareness, apply the awareness with the reference from the total spectrum of the initial vibrations to all the way to the suffering. So asur and bhogoto are very critical things for you to understand. Asur, we have already described as initial pebble in the pond, and then bhogoto is the total spectrum of the suffering in it. And therefore, as you see it as it is, you will become free from it. And if you do not do it with an awakened awareness, then it will become part of you, and you will have to continue to suffering. So what is that? Dada Shri has said that I am surrendering these thoughts, speech and actions and all intents to Dada Bhagwan. However, now that you have surrendered it, you should stay surrendered and say whatever the kashayas that are happening on the other side in the non-self complex are of the non-self complex and not mine. So do you not recognize of a CEO, of a chairman of a company who has been hired by another major corporation, and however he has to finish up his 3 months in the current company. Now that he knows from within that he is no longer part of the company, he is going on to another company, for us all Mahavide, or we are the self. However, the residual life in this body is associated with the residual time of the old company, where you are the CEO of the 3 more months, and therefore, if you are going to be the CEO of the company that you have already given the resignation of, would you really continue to bind yourself with all the people who are there, or would you deal with them with equanimity, or would you just settle all the fridges, all the refrigerators that you had considered as the CEO of the company, would you deal with it with equanimity and be done with it? We have so many such levels. We will come to it later on. Deepak Bhai now goes into a QA mode here. I give him the microphone. So now Deepak Bhai is going to give the microphone. He has given us just the general oversight of this whole thing. Now Sirish Bhai is asking, is home and security insecurity the same? Security? Deepak Bhai says security is a very heavy, gross term, whereas humph is a very subtle term. In spiritual term, humph is at the root cause level. The moment you step out of the self as capital, the security slice humph comes in. Humph is the first slice and security is the second slice to protect dependency and protection of the small self is all insecurity. Hope means what? Supposing it's like an old lady who is sleeping, her husband is gone away, and so if she is alone, she calls the neighbor's son and says, would you please sleep in the next room? So even if he's sleeping in the next room, and even if he has not locked the door, she feels a sense of security, and that is the hope. That is the hope. Oh, I've got somebody, right? I'm not alone. Because Now, even if your own wisdom tooth is aching so much, your husband cannot do anything about it. However, the sense that your husband is going to be there to take you to the dentist is a sense of humph, even though no, he cannot really take away your pain. Aadhar, dependency is a very avalamban. Aadhar, dependency is a much later thing. That is, the humph is a very subtle thing. It is the earliest thing that arises when one steps away from the S capital self into I am Jeff, I am Nada, I am Patrick. So, humph is a very, humph, there is no English equivalent of humph. This is new terminology in Akram Vignan of Dada Shri. Now, the next question, this gentleman is asking, yesterday, Deepak Bhai, you told me, in Sanyam, you were telling me something about how to break a knot, how to take away. He said, Deepak Bhai says, we will take it later on. All of this is, he says, you know, will not one get entangled with the stuff that he has got in his fridge? He says, don't tell me anything about my fridge. How dare you tell me what I am doing? How dare you criticize what I think is correct? So if you are hungry, then there is the fridge. And in that fridge, you've got all kinds of items that you are so attached to, or that you are so protective of. And so, we'll take it later on. So, if you talked about how to really to get, he says, that's a common question, we'll take it later on, says Deepak Bhai. Next one, she said. He says, for infinite lifetimes, we have bound this in in previous lifetimes and in ignorance. Now we are so heavily stuck in due to opinions. How do we get free from opinions? How can we become free from the illusion of the fridge? He says, okay, why don't you investigate what is yours or what is not yours? Separate the relative and the real. The relative is under vyavasthit. Call the relative a file. Settle the file with equanimity. And then to understand that, come to the satsang for the fifth agna. So he just recited. So see every event as a file and settle it with equanimity. So if somebody comes to disturb you, don't apply the five agnas. Why did he come? Is he doing it, or is it vyavasthit doing it? And so now he says, this lady, by the way, this lady that he is talking to, she is in charge of the Amba food, and she is in charge of making all the various bottles of flavored water and sherbets. And she says, and so she says, hi, so isn't Amba, now you are in charge of it, and somebody wants to take over the way this special bottles are made, would you get upset? Would you not say, how dare you? Why did you not ask me? Why? She says, always ask me. Don't do it yourself. I'm in charge of it. So that is your, that Amba foods, that Deepakbhai says, is your fridge. Amba foods, and that fridge has got six owners. You're not the only one. And she's laughing. You see, so there's so many foods. Yes, Deepakbhai, that is a fridge. He says, that is not the only fridge. There are so many other fridges. But having come to Adalat, that is, and Samadha said, that is the main fridge, Deepakbhai. What is your name? She says, Bhadrika. Is Bhadrika separate, or are you Bhadrika? No, Bhadrika is separate. Are you not pure soul? Therefore, do you not want to get eternally separated from Bhadrika? If you want to get separated from Bhadrika, then she said, yes, you are saying you want to remain separate from Bhadrika, but you do not want to get separated from the fridge. How can that be possible? So she will say, you will let go and you'll delegate the work. However, you do not want to let go of your chalan, the subtle underlying realm of authority, and a sense that it will happen according to my will only. And you know, you go to the point where you really thrash the hell out of the people who are actually also helping you in Amba foods. And so you all to the point of a traga, to the point of a big show of anger in front of everybody, where they are trembling in front of you. But instead, what should be your approach? Supposing they are doing it, and if they spoil something, then you improve it. And also to be supportive and be kind to them, because they're helping you. Be in the royal throne and apply the love that you are meant to apply in your awakened awareness, rather than becoming the doer and the head of that Amba foods with reference to these bottles of syrup, the flavored syrup that you are making for sale. Now, you know, if there are 100 bottles being made, then you might be needed. But then when the 10,000 are being made and then 50,000 are being made, would you not require many other people to come in and help you? So then you should say, if you are not there, on a day you are not there, we say, okay, we can carry on. However, chalan is very subtle. Even if you do not go there, there is a heavy sense of authority that this is the way. And, you know, so those people are constantly worried and they are afraid of you. So this is the chalan. The heavier you are the owner of the fridge, the more you will be exercising your chalan or your distant remote control authority. And the heavier your exercise and roll over the Amba foods, there will be the heavier the counterweights will come. By the way, that's the other term. Counterweight is, if your ego rises very high, there will be a heavier ego out there that will come, that will break your ego. And that is a counterweight. So if your ego is at 125 counts, and another ego of a co-worker with 150 count will come and will try to constantly shatter your ego, or your smooth out the rough edges of your ego by colliding with you, by thrashing with you, by giving you a hard time. So So, but she, now he's imitating her. Please, please help me. I want to be in absolute humility. He's imitating her. But he says, yeah, Deepak Bhai, I don't want anything, but I want, please don't move me away from Amba foods. So now all the 18 faults are already incorporated in this, and that multiplied by 4. That means 72 different subtle shades of all of these mistakes. This is such a grave thing. Yes, you really do not want to let go of the fridge. But yes, he says, and then there is, then he is, and the non-self complex has already, the intellect ego complex has already made another inner adjustment that if I moved away from this fridge, I will move on to another fridge and I'll take over. So he has got 15 or 20 fridge lying there. So if this fridge, is taken away from me because I reacted and the general group there wants another person to manage this, then yeah, I've got another fridge to fall back to. I've got a third fridge to fall back to. But you see, the owner of the fridge will say, I don't give it, you know, the owner of the fridge really doesn't care for liberation and moksha. He is more worried about just maintaining the status quo of the fridge, whatever that fridge would be. He says, so he says, I'm not talking about you only, I'm not telling you only, this is for everybody in this room, says Deepak Bhai. She says, I'm glad you are telling me, Deepak Bhai, and therefore, that's what Deepak Bhai says, yes, everything is fine, you are accepting it all. However, you are telling me, don't move my fridge, Deepak Bhai. Now she says, isn't this fridge part ingrained into this SCE? Deepak Bhai says, no, it is not part of Vyavasthit. Out of ignorance, Vyavasthit is unfolding, but Kashais is not part of Vyavasthit. Fridge is not part of the Vyavasthit. The insistence and all these 18 types of mistakes that we talked about is not part of Vyavasthit. If somebody insults, then what should I do, Deepak Bhai? If somebody insults you, be happy. If somebody comes to hurt you, be happy. Just recognize that he's coming to really break your ego. So, but if I move away from the fridge, they'll say, oh, she's not interested in it. Yeah, interested, not taking any interest in the Amba fridge. She says, that is your deceptive intellect. That is your leaking intellect. That is your intellect enemy. You think that the work will not happen in your absence. Just try it. Why don't you go away for 7 days and see how well the Amba foods is running? Nobody gives a darn. Nobody gives a damn. You see? But yes, oh, when you're away, if they say, somebody says, oh, you know, when you're away, we missed you, immediately the sweet taste of doership takes over. So this is such a tough issue with the, therefore the Vitarags, Akram means to keep the fridge and to remove the Kashais, whereas in Kramik you move away from the fridge and the Kashais. So in Akram Vignan, we are not taking away your fridge, we are saying keep the fridge but really do not have the Kashais. You know, it's only when you have the syrupy sugar that you will have flies, but if there is no syrupy sugar of Kashais within, will the flies be there at all? Will the problems be there at all? So therefore, attack the Kashais, not the. So understand the concept of Dada Bhagwan. Dada Shri has shown us a new path. Never put a one in front of a zero, and devalue the relative, and die while you are living. Become dead as you are walking about. Therefore, you are not reacting. Number two, do not put a one in front of the zero. That which is essentially discharging and dying, do not try to put a one in front of it. Do not exercise an ego in front of it. And number three, do not place such values on the relative. Devalue the relative. So these are the three major keys that Dada Shri has given us. So Deepak Bhai says that slowly we will extricate ourselves from the fridge. So are you saying that Agna is the only way to remove the fridge? Dada Shri Deepak Bhai says, yes, the Agnas will be so easy to follow when nobody is touching your fridge. Oh, you know, so it's so easy to even, as long as nobody touches your fridge, it's so easy to remain in Agnas. But the moment somebody touches your fridge, then it's fine. Five Agnas are so beautiful, they are part of your state when there is no unfolding karma effect. You can even teach your other Mahatma, oh, my dear, this is your fridge, it is a file. Yes, you have to do it with, you have to settle with equanimity. And he says, you are an old Mahatma, you are a new Mahatma, I am an older one, I have the experience. And whatever is happening is, double A, double B, you can recite the whole darn thing, everything. But if it is, you are teaching all of these five agnas to the other owner of the same fridge that you would like to have control over. And so recognize in Akram, we cannot become sannyasis in Akram. We cannot walk away to the Himalayas in Akram Vignan. Can we walk away from it all? No. So here you wait for everybody to invite you. Please come to the Amba, please come. And then only give. The world, the law of the world is such, the nature is that, if you do that which comes in front of you has come to dissipate away from you. Nothing is yours forever. It is there that will come in front of you. And then as long as it is not in front of you, there is the illusion. Once you have it, then it is there. As it leaves you, then it will leave you with pain. And as you are expecting it to come to you, there is a sense of pleasure. And then as that coming and going, and it is as it comes, it is coming through Nimit. As it leaves, it is leaving through Nimit. But you become so like the Nimits who are bringing it to you, and you dislike the Nimits that are taking it away to you. But you should then recognize that if anybody is moving your fridge away, if anybody is taking, then you should be very grateful to those persons that they are taking away your fridge, which is your major reason why you are so stuck up even after the Gnan Vidhi in the relative world. So therefore somebody calls you, you are the head of the department, then you like those people who say, I am the head of the department. And so those who do not acknowledge you as the head of the department, you start disliking them. So then therefore you try, there is a constant sense of aversion and attachment with the people. This is called rag dvesh, that is constantly going on. So in other words, when somebody moves you from that position, they say, this man is taking me away from that which I hold dear. And therefore all the burning and all the kashais, all the negative dhyans begin. And that is the loss of your bliss within. But in fact, these are all nimits, are they not? If you want to go to some place far away, initially you will have to have a rickshaw guy, then you'll have the cab guy, then you'll have the train guy, then you'll have the passenger guy. So once, all of them, they have their limited role. The rickshaw guy will say, okay, I'm going to take you from here to there. Then the cab guy will take you from there to the station, and the train guy will take you from one station to the another one, to the airport, and then from the aeroplane fellow will take you from the one city in one continent to another one. They are all evidences and they are all nimits. So then you should just recognize in your role of anything that you're doing in or out of Akram Vignan, that is, you're just one of those nimits. That is just your role currently, that it is. And that is your limited role. You're just a nimit. And these are all happening as part of the SCE that is unfolding. And so, But instead what we do is we hang on and grab on to the fridges in such a severe manner that we are not, we got to recognize the limitations of our role that we currently have in the relative level, and to appreciate the nature of the various evidences that are unfold in front of us, and to recognize that every event is, as we recite in the Charanvadi, that sanyogo vyogi swabhavna chhe, or where that events come. Deepak Bhai says, he says, even when I was so deeply involved in Dada Vani and the speech of Dada Shri, deep within I recognize that this was an external event. From deep within I had 17 other evidences where I knew that I would, if this would go away from my role, that I will have my own inner stuff to fall back to, my own inner spiritual wealth to fall back to. And for not a second I never got hung on to anything that was, yes, And if at all there was any kind of suffering, then I would recognize that this was because of my attachment to whatever I was doing in the relative. But then now, then I learned that it is my illusion that is being burnt. It is that which is holding me on to this relative life which is burnt. My illusion is being burnt. My moha is, my anger is burning, my pride is burning, my deception is burning, my illusory attraction is burning, my greed is burning away. And that is the, until it happens, and until that happens, the penance is needed. The law of nature is such that if whatever the account of Bhadrika is there with reference to the SC, whatever Bhadrika is meant to do in this path, it will be those evidences will arise in SCE, but also by the same token the nimits will arise to break the ego of Bhadrika if it ever arises in it. So to have, it is the ignorance that makes you attached to the fridge, and the vyavasthita agna is to become fridge from the fridge. You need to separate from Bhadrika, you need to separate from Nada, and he says, and Bhadrika should, Nada should constantly hold within her that with the exception of the experience of the pure soul, I do not want anything else in my life. And so, this that has arisen in front of you is the result of the desires that were created in the past life and the intents that were created in the past life. And so as it is unfolding in this life, with further more of the same, more desires in terms of this fridge, so it has come into contact, however, and in the intent and in the correct U capital understanding, you should say that with the exception of the ultimate and the fine total experience of the pure soul, I do not want anything that is temporary and that is related to the fridge. And I do not want any temporary pleasures out of the fridge. And so once you have arisen from the, gotten out of the cab and you reach the train station, do you say that I want this railway platform is just fine for me? No. Do you not enter the train when the train comes in? And therefore, you see, from here, now you have attained, I am pure soul is the pratiti that I am pure soul. However, until now that you have become the pure soul, and now as you enter the train, and until you really, when you enter the train, then there will be the pure and direct experience of the self, and then you are entering the realm of the independent state. And then when you finally fly and reach your destination, that is the ultimate state of absolute enlightenment. And the more the illusions shatter away, the more you become awakened, aware, and the more blissful you become. And so therefore, the more you move away from these relative fridges in life, then you will come to the understanding with the pristine and the blissful experience of the self that I am. I really have no interest into any of these relative fridges that should the, that we know that Patrick, that Jeff, that Taya, that Bhadrika has created, that I do not really want any of these fridges. And so this is through, and so all the my-ness and the I-ness lives in this, and where one becomes more established in the pristine state of the self only. And so that which arises in front of you out of ignorance, if you divide it with the knowledge that so that this is just a file, this is the account of the file, then you will become freer and freer from it. So, and sooner or later, so one will have to let go of this unnecessary acquisitiveness. This is the sense of acquisitiveness, that this is my fridge, this is my illusion, and when all of this, sooner or later this will fall away. We, in Akram Vignan, we are not moving or disturbing the human beings or the objects or the things that are. We are moving you away from Rag Dvesh and the Kashais, Daryu Karvu, the Mok, the Kashais, the Rag Kashais and the Dvesh Kashais. With the exact and the full importance of the S capital self and the awakened experience of the self, to look at all of this in, that is in front of you in the relative world with the true nature of it, with the true understanding of it, and therefore whatever nimits arise in front of it, to see them as nimits only and to deal with them with equanimity, and it is only through the pure Vignan and the science that you will attain the final liberation. The departmental connections The departmental connections are there because of the account of file one. And so it is, you are not file one. The file one needs to know exactly how he needs to move away. And these are all the accounts of the subatomic particles. And as the subatomic particles account is goes away, these are, you see, so if you touch something, if you touch something, you say, you are touching it. However, actually it is, that is the ignorance. When you say you are touching something, it is, that is ignorance. And really, in fact, when the the effect of the subatomic particles, the account of the subatomic particles go away, you will not be able to touch that. And so, if for one life, if you really don't even think about fridges and to protect any fridges, and just say that for one life you want to remain in the agnas, whether you fight for the fridge or whether you surrender it to others, whether you just recognize that that is part of SCE, then and recognize that that it is essentially that which was charged, which is discharging, then you will really become free from all of this 18. Subtle slices of the mistakes of the entry into the fridge. And sooner or later you will be able to become free from it. So the easy way out is to look at it from the broad perspective of the five agnas and to see it exactly as it is and tell file number one, why are you so hungry? You hungry one, I'm not, you are the hungry one and you are the one with the fridge. I am not hungry and I'm not going to hang on to your fridges. So this is the inner purusharth, the inner spiritual effort is absolutely independent. And through this satsang, a tremendous amount of light has come on. So let us all today, we have finished it today, that today's satsang is, we will take more questions tomorrow. And also we will have two more days of satsang, says Deepak Bhai. Let us do the vidhi now. Let us decide who is doing the samarpan? We are actually surrendering the fridge, the owner of this fridge, all the illusions related to the person who thinks this is my fridge. Then this is my fridge that is with Dravya Karma. Then this is, and all the subtle kashais that happen are Bhav Karma. And then the illusion. And then all the illusions that are in the name of Deepak, these are all in the Samarpan Vidhi. We are essentially surrendering it all, and that we have done Samarpan in the Gnan Vidhi, and we do that before any Samayik. And this is the surrendering that we are doing. And having surrendered, say it, I surrender this mind, speech and body, all illusions associated with my name, Bhav Karma, charge karma, Dravya Karma, subtle discharge karma, kashais, no karma, neutral karma. Oh dear Radha Bhagavan, I surrender them to you, the fully awakened pure Lord within me. I surrender them to your divine feet. I am surrendering them all. Shuddhatmachu, 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 shuddhat Shuddhatma, 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 Jai Sachidanand. Jai Sachidanand. Deepak Bhai continues. Dude, do understand the hungry one and the fridge, and recognize that it is the ego that is hungry, and that it is the prajna who is talking to the hungry one, saying, "Do you really want to go there?" And you, now that we, as we enter into the hungry, the hunger mode, then recognize what is it that we are hungry for. And so initially, so in other words, if you employ the prajna, then you won't have to get the 99 the babies out of the fridge. So there are two ways of doing it. Either you take each baby out of the fridge and kind of say, no, you know, this is the hunger, this is the hunger. So there are two ways of attaining the awareness. One is to see which is the big baby that really constantly is pulling you into the fridge, and the other one is to really, so this way you can recognize the illusion of the hungry one. It is the hungry one who is deluded, not you, because you have surpassed that illusion. You have gone beyond this illusion and you have become the awakened one. And that is the Purushpan, that is the Purush. And that's, otherwise you are going to become into the hungry one become, I am the one, I need it, I gotta have it, there's no other way, I gotta protect it, I gotta rationalize it, I gotta blame others for preventing me having it. And so set it from so many, this is a beautiful, recognize this beautiful setting. And when, you know, you don't need to say tomorrow, you don't need to get into it from tomorrow. This is going to take a long, significant time. And whatever you see, if there is suffering, then do pratikraman. And but this is, there are so many ways. So, but if you do not understand it whole, you don't need to really not to worry about it. This is the vignan. This is the autopilot science that is happening within. Even if you have 9 godowns, 9 warehouses of these mistakes and errors, you will become free from it by vignan, that I am pure soul, and this is on an account of Jeff or Nada or Patrick or Sirish, and be done with it. And so once you stop becoming the owner of the godown, then people will collapse that godown, will break it up and take all the stuff from it. All you need to do, it is just only one lifetime. If you can really enforce this for one, never say, the hunger is not mine, the fridge is not mine, and this is not mine. And that is why you read the Charanvidhi, the 9 columns, and this is Divna, and the Simala Swami Pratna, the Pratavidhi, the 3 mantra, all of these things, they will increase your jagruti and the aware. And then the lack of awareness will decrease and the awareness will increase, yes. And so all of the time has gone on the self and the account. That is why we have made it into 4 components. They would do the Vidhi, then the Vani means read the Dada Shri. Number 3, Pratikraman. And if I've heard anyone do Pratikraman. Number 4, and then to see the faults of the self, Samayik. So there are 4 given. 1, Vidhi, all the Charan Vidhis, etc. Number 2, Vani, reading the speech of Dada Shri, and immersing yourself in what Dada Shri just said. Number 3. And so whatever, if Sirish is eating from the fridge, then what has come for you? You need to eat something that will come with you in the next life, is it not? Sirish is just eating and just devouring everything that is in the fridge. How is it going to help you? You, why capital, need to do something. Therefore, these are the 4 things. 4 things is, you have never taken any time for yourself, and therefore, Vidhi, Vani through speech. Number 3, Pratikraman, for any effects that happen within Sirish. And number 4, Samayik, to see the faults of Sirish, the faults of Shuddha, the faults of Vinod. And so this is a very special kind of Vignan that is going to liberate you in one more lifetime. Amazing. If you are an owner of the fridge or not, if you stop becoming the owner of the fridge, you will have such tremendous freedom, and it will make you get liberated in one more lifetime. This is the way. Whether it empties or not, that is not your concern anymore. Whatever the junk is in the fridge, it is not your concern anymore. It is more critical to stop becoming the owner of the fridge. To recognize the hungry one, to recognize the hunger, to recognize the hungry one who is, you know, opening up the fridge, either with deception or through anger reactions or through ego-based insistent reactions. So, So whether the hungry one is either doing deception or he is doing it overtly and openly through heavy exercise of the ego. But you know, it is the eater who is eating. I, the non-eater, am not eating this. I am the pure blissful one. Then that will lead you to the clear and the distinct experience of the self as capital, the Spashtavedan. Okay, let's go on. Jai Sachidananda, let us stop. Jai Sachidananda. Thank you, our Gnani. Jai Sachidananda.